this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
P1.
Wait!
P1.
Fucking CJ's black ass, not a memory of fucking times and shit.
What are you talking about? It's always been 10:30. It's always 10:30. Don't you give me that. It's always been 10:30. I've been talking about 10:30 for the past, what, two
shows. You don't never say time. Shut your black ass up, nigga.
Man, it was 10:30. Don't you give me that.
Feels like home.
Jesus.
Welcome
back. Come back and direct your goddamn too.
Nigga, when you tell right. Every time you're
no, you
are you ready? You're ready. I'm ready. Ready. Nobody cares if you're ready, CJ. Go run shit. Just can't remember
gum,
shit.
Gum, it just sounds like Alfred Tolkien.
And go ahead and read it.
Nigga, you can't never remember shit. Run shit. That's why nobody lets
hold
you
on,
run
hold
shit.
On. Let me go take a poo so I can get your script for you.
Hang nigga.
What is going on?
Welcome to the recap show anyway.
I know this fat bitch ain't talking right now. Oh,
no.
Baby, nigga.
You ride a way where that's my job, then I tell you.
This is what
you get a job that matters.
People. It's no. Making people fight.
Jesus Christ.
What
you
a way
a job
to start this show.
Let me know, bro.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's the greatest opening ever. Hands down.
Yeah, Gotham. This is the Balloon Man. The Balloon Man, people.
Balloon Man, the greatest villain of all time.
Oh, move aside the Joker.
Yes.
Villain that sets the tone for what Gotham is all about in Batman universe.
Oh, God. This is some of the goofiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Right, Cody. When I watched this episode, I was like, all I thought about was Cody, because he was like, the tone shifts in this show, man. The tone shifts.
Man.
This shit is all over the place now. I was like, is this gruesome? Is it brutal? Is it comedic?
Yeah, it is the greatest comedy show of our era. That's how I see this shit.
Dude, this
we
is different
picked it, P1. We picked it. We picked it,
Mike.
That's right. We made this show famous. We got memes and shit now.
I know, sandwich memes.
No, but not even that. He the Penguin's evolved. He has now bought a tuna sandwich.
But you know what? Technically,
he
still killed for a sandwich.
I told you last not worth a kick in the ass. But he was going to get him a tuna sandwich. I predicted this because I wrote it.
He evolved into killing a man for the money to pay for that sandwich.
I predicted this.
And then he killed a man for his shoes. So that confused me. But maybe he was going to eat them. I don't know.
What happened?
Now he's making sandwiches in the kitchen for my boss.
Yeah, that always happens to me when I want a job. I just get a pair of shoes and they hire me. What a fucking load of shit.
Yeah, now I'm going to ask where the previous tenant went.
What was going to happen, though, if those shoes weren't the right size? I didn't get that part.
No,
like,
but they were.
Those shoes weren't the right size.
Yeah,
he asked him if they were the right size.
Perfectly sized.
Like, would he just let him go, though? Like, if he would have been like, no, I'm a size 11. Oh, okay, well, I guess on to the next person.
Cutting his toes off.
I love
this penguin is a very materialistic person or whatever. He's killing people over sandwiches and shoes and tuna sandwiches now and shit. It's like,
oh, yeah, beer.
I guess you really do got to start from the bottom to work your way up to be a mob boss, huh?
Yeah, you do.
That's what that fat-ass Salvatore Marone told him.
Where is, I don't hear Miss Sammy B's voice. What's going on here?
She's out there eating pie.
Did Cody molest her?
She's eating her own tuna sandwich in the moment.
Did Cody's voice serenade that vagina into moistness now? Oh, like, what? Cody, you didn't go to Canada this weekend. I was with you, nigga. What happened? Damn, you quick, nigga.
Unless I pull a Tyler Durden, and I just don't remember.
The hallway scene and whatever, and fucked it like a portal.
That's how you get around.
Some hallway had a portal in it.
Oh, man. And then, you know what? Talk about this show is all over the place. You lose Catgirl, Catwoman or whatever. You know, he doesn't know anything about her. All he knows is that she tricks him into a sewer, and then she gives away. I'm like, what was that all about? What was that about? Just to know that she wasn't lying?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. I didn't know we were still on the Wayne murder case. Anybody know who killed this nigga's parents now at this point, or does anybody care anymore?
Yeah, that's what this season's all about, man, the Wayne murders.
The thing is, Okay, was he friend? Was the motherfucker that they shot was framed or what? I still lost on that shit.
I mean, he was framed. Yeah,
he shot at a cop, so he died because he shot at a cop.
But I could have sworn that was a, like they kept saying he had a mask on. But I was like, I don't remember him wearing a mask in the beginning. But
okay. He had a turtleneck or something.
Yeah, he had a mask on, like a balaclava.
I saw his face though. I remember I saw his face. I was like, yeah, I saw his face.
I don't know. I think this show's haunting you, man. You just see him like put something over his nose.
Yeah,
I keep thinking about it because they keep bringing that shit up, and I'm just like, man, that like bullets, man, this shit is open and closed. Let's move on to the next shit or whatever. Like, cause y'all not getting nowhere with this Wayne Murphy. And the only reason why they keep bringing it up is just because they can show those little segments of Bruce and Alfred, which drags the show down.
Oh my god,
completely.
Man,
what was up with that awkward uncle touch? You know, when they were like playing with canes with each other.
Now he's trying to beat him up. He's trying to smack him with a stick. What a fucking Charles Miller.
So if anyone ever got mad that Ra's al Ghul trained Batman in Nolan's film, you're gonna be even madder to find out that Alfred trained Bruce in this show.
Alfred is the League of Shadows.
Oh my god. You think darkness is your ally?
I got a League of Badass Butlers.
The League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen. Damn, was that dude in that show? You know, I will give this to Alfred. At least I could understand him better this episode.
What, I guess really? He's focused on addiction. Yeah.
Better than the last two episodes, I will say. I've understood him better this time. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's progress, right?
I was waiting for Bruce. Like, every time he said, oh, you're not eating, Master Bruce. I'm like, well, stop fucking cooking for me, you bastard. I didn't want it fucking anyway. Piss off.
Are you like testing yourself again? You're testing your limits?
Living a billion-dollar home and the best you can bring me is a fucking sandwich? Come on.
But I stole it from a fisherman. It's okay.
What is up with this show and sandwiches and shit, BMA? It's like, dude, why can't you make me lobster and shit? That's what we live in this big ass house for.
Yeah, well, but it'll be
Alfred, what do you do?
It'll be a lobster between two bits of bread. Just throw it in.
Alfred don't do shit. It's like, damn, I could have made this sandwich my damn self. Alfred, what are you here for?
I wasted all time, Master Wayne, making you a dinner. I'm like, no, you didn't. There's only one person in this goddamn house.
I tell you, if Luke's theory's right and his parents were killed over Subway, then I'm leaving. That would fucking surprise me.
It was by Jarrett.
Jarrett was the one that killed him, yeah.
You know what? I will give this show a little credit on this episode. Like Jim Gordon's. I like Jim Gordon's speech at the end as far as the dialogue.
What did he say?
I don't even fucking
remember. He said some bullshit.
I can't even remember
the bullshit where he's talking about how the bullshit, you know, it's pretty much every Batman mythology, whatever, when he was talking about how the city is corrupt and stuff like that. I was like, wow, they didn't really cheese that up that badly as I thought they would.
I do remember that. Okay, that wasn't too bad.
Is that when he's talking to his
Yeah, actually, that was probably the best part of the whole three episodes I've seen.
And how did he make a lesbian scene boring?
Man, we picked that shit. That
man, that shit's going nowhere. Like, why is that scene even in there? Why is that even in?
Well, yeah. Why do we need that?
Right, and they said, "Oh, you still have the keys." You knew what this was about, Barbara.
Well, I didn't actually think that.
Why does she still have the keys? That's what I was trying to figure. I was like, wait,
why the hell you change your lock?
How much lesbian sex do you have in there?
And what does Barbara do? Because this house was nice as fuck. I was like, damn.
Every episode.
Living in a clock tower and all that—that's badass.
It looked like Bruce's penthouse from Dark Knight.
Yeah, about.
But we ever get to see her leave that place? Apparently, all she does is walk around in either a bathrobe, a shirt, or a nice dress. That's it.
We haven't seen her outside. That's a good point. We have not.
House mom. But looking at that house, I was like, oh hell no, she's doing more than that shit. And clearly, it's her house because this bitch had the keys to it, so.
Well, she must obviously sell something worth a lot in Gotham, and my pick is she runs a sandwich shop. She puts drugs in them.
She sells umbrellas.
Oh.
That's how we're gonna tie it together.
Well, what do you think the penguin turned up at the end? He knew where to go for the business.
Yeah.
She sold balloons.
And what is it with the penguin and was... food? Seriously, he even works in a restaurant in the end. I mean, what the fuck is he? He's addiction to food.
He gotta get fat somehow.
Yeah, if it's trying to rise, how he gets fat.
Oh, well.
Gorgeous work.
That's the important part of the story.
Rise of the fatness. There's whiteness, there's darkness, there's redness, and there's fatness.
And, oh, by the way, I love, this is one of my all-time favorite scenes in this whole series so far, is when the penguin, oh, Oswald, whatever the fuck you want to call him, comes back to Gotham, and he's looking around the streets, and there is not one single person not mugging each other, shooting each other, raping each other, or crime going on. Everywhere he looked, something horrible was going on. Oh, back home.
And what was his line for that?
Home.
I was like, what?
Gotham
the thing
is,
this penguin is so unintimidating that it's just like, when he stays at home, I'm just like, dude, you look like a nerd at the jock show right now. Like, seriously, I don't know. Like, the fact that he can murder all these people with ease, I'm just like, I don't buy it.
Nobody
I'm sure
knows
I saw two,
this
like,
shit.
Two mice were mugging each other as well in that scene. For over a piece of cheese.
It's all the prostitution, CJ's ex-baby mama and shit. You know?
Well, I mean, was that the only one who felt like that was so overly fucking forced to just show how much crime is going on?
Is something forced on this show? Ridiculous.
One street.
And that's, why Barbara Gordon don't leave the apartment. Okay. She's alive.
Oh, she'd get fucking raped the moment
she stepped
out.
Worse than that scene, though? Man. What was worse than that scene being over the top was the music that was playing in the background.
It's the first episode, the score in here, terrible.
It is fucking all over the place with the music. This is the first episode I really tuned into the music, and I was just like, there's a scene where they're even chasing the guy, and like they had like this kind of campy rock music playing in the background. It's like, what the fuck is that? Like, that didn't even fit the scene or tone or nothing.
It was that word to get tone.
It was like every complaint that Cody had about the first and second episodes came to fruition in this episode. I was just like, man, that's just blatantly in my face now. Now I have nothing to do but would agree with Cody on this shit. Shit, man, that shit is all over the fucking place. What did you guys think of the villain himself?
Good guy.
He was just another, I mean, you know, they were just trying to say like, well, this is a Batman type of person out there, but he goes too far, you know.
The only thing I didn't think of is that they didn't show me to introduce him to Bruce. I was like, oh, I thought they was going to do that. I was like, he's going to run into Bruce somehow, and he's going to get thrilled by this.
Well, Bruce, he did see him on TV, and he was like, I wonder what he did was right or wrong. I don't know.
Now, the only thing they could have done the only thing they could have done fucking worse is have one of the balloons float up at night and a bat fly across it and stop. Just bat symbol and fly off. Bat popped the balloon.
And you know what? That Bruce shit is the worst thing of the show now.
I'm tired of Bruce.
It is the worst thing of the show. That shit is coming out of nowhere now. It adds nothing to the story that's going on.
Adds nothing. Not a damn thing.
They should have did what they did with Poison Ivy. They show her once and they're done. That's it. We don't see another.
I told you what they should have did. Shot his parents. That's the last you should have seen of Bruce.
Yep.
That's
just
no
back
fucking reason to see him no more and shit. Not only is the tone is bad of the show, it's all the multiple subplots they got going on the show that don't lead up to nothing. The penguin subplots, James Gordon subplot.
Hey, do
Bruce's
not diss
subplot.
The penguin subplot. That is the greatest thing going on this show. It's hilarious.
That's the only interesting thing that's going on. That's why it has so many different fucking tones in the show, though, because it got all these different subplots in it that have different tones, and none of them fit together, or they're trying to link it together, and none of it, you don't care about any of it. Yeah, they all are. Oh, I forgot the other subplot between Barbara and that lesbian bitch.
I can't believe they actually didn't make them lesbians. I thought we were joking.
I knew that.
And it has some kind of spice to it. At least they thought so.
Come on, we can't leave you to figure out lesbians on the show.
And that drama is so weak of it, though. I'm only doing this because he doesn't deserve you. He's not a good man, so I'm just gonna frame him and try to fuck his career. It's like, okay, that is, man, this is like this is 10 years ago TV right here. Come on. You could have came up with some kind of better conflict than this shit.
I feel sorry for that brother who got blue balls out there. You better get up though. go get some Jada Pinkett Smith or something. At least she called him cute.
Oh god, she can't act that
way. Nah, she likes white boys. She's fucking that white dude.
Yeah, she is.
She cannot.
Did she have him killed? Actually, I heard.
I think she did.
Yeah.
She said he's getting too soft or something like that. Yeah. I was like, well, damn.
Wait, what?
After 1 week, gone. Another 1 week, and the next, like, goddamn.
First you get your butt whooped, and then all of a sudden now you got an order to get him killed.
Yeah, because he's her
character is too cartoon. It's got worse with her. I'm like, it's almost as if they told her, you're not acting right how the TV show is. We need you to ham it up a little bit more. Her character is constantly straining that neck and showing them teeth. Yeah. And if she says punk in one more fucking episode, I swear to fucking God, man, her dialogue is getting worse, dude. It's like, you can't be intimidating when you saying, I wish that little punk was right here, right now, cause ooh, got my, I was just waiting for her to say, oh lord, thank you. Shit, the way she is turning, I'm waiting for her to throw her hand in the air and put her head down and say, thank you lord.
Oh man, I thought she was gonna be one of the bright spots of this series after that first episode, man. What was I'm wrong
with you? Especially because she was the only character that's not part of a Batman mythos universe that we know of, whatever. I was like, that's what I want to see out of this. And
exactly.
Man, they turned her to one of the worst characters in here.
God, man.
And then, you know, she's going to get killed by the penguin because her name is Fish. And you know what? Penguins eat fish.
Oh, which are made out of tuna. I never even thought about that. Oh, fuck.
Yep. Hey,
that's another subplot in here too, though. Fisher and Falcone storyline.
Yep. Yep.
Which, do anybody give a shit about that? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know Falcone mad because somebody beat up his Russian whore.
Yeah. And then I got Maroney in here.
Yeah, who's that guy? That's the guy from Dexter, right? Or that's...
Yeah, he's on Dexter.
But even the Falcone story is just like, Jada Pinkett, do you really think you could take him out with your weak-ass planet? And the planet she does, I'm just like, God damn, man, a moron can see that coming from a mile away. I mean, and you're planning, you keep doing it all out and opening shit. You keep telling everybody about it. It's like, if you're going to take out one of the highest crime bosses of all, don't you think you need to keep that shit to yourself and work with people that's really close to you? Not telling your whole damn squad.
Right.
Yeah, which used to be
that. I know, that's the only reason why she got away with the other pearl. And she only showed one person, which was Penguin. But now she's telling everybody. She's telling everybody in the club.
I was
about to say, are you cooking? Yeah,
what the hell is going on? You got Penguin back there?
I'm working for the bloody Maroney.
Making a sandwich?
Yeah, you got Penguin back there.
No, Penguin, no!
Watch out for your shoes.
He's like, CJ, are these Negroes causing any problems for you? He's like, Cody has a beer, P1 has an umbrella, and Wayne has a sandwich. There you go.
Okay, me and my trusty knife-o. Yeah, I'm telling you, he can just murder somebody, too, and just leave his body everywhere. I mean, I know Gotham is bad, but good lord.
I got a question for Cody.
What's up?
Since he brought it up on the first episode that he thought Penguin was okay, thought he was cool, whatever. Mm. What do you think of him now, 3 episodes later?
He's starting to fucking annoy me.
Please elaborate.
Everything I like from that first episode just started to annoy me more now. I don't know how that works.
Do you think it's because they took everything you liked and just like it blowed it up through 100 now?
Okay, again, it goes back to that tone thing. They don't know what to do with this goddamn tone, with these tones, man. Like 1 week, oh, it's okay. Yeah, he's doing his dark stuff, but it's like, why? Like the whole sandwich thing, fucking silly. And then now,
silly. That is comedy genius.
Yeah, and then not to mention the whole concept of this balloon man. I'm like, are you serious?
No, wait, Wayne. I think I got another thing for us on Not Worth Kicking the Ass right here. The shoes, man. Remember the shoes. First episode. What was it about? The shoes.
Shiny shoes.
Yeah, we're bringing shoes. This is coming full circle, man. The sandwich, the shoes, is coming full circle.
So now, that makes sense. He's killed a man for his shoes, but they weren't shiny though, were they?
No.
The penguin's gonna get to the depths of this by either eating everyone's food. You know what? Actually, this whole show revolves around food and shoes. Everyone's always drinking wine or eating.
What is it, you guys, though? The murderer of the Wayne family. I know it now. It's Alfred. It's shiny shoes. He makes a sandwich.
Sean G.
It's come to circles now.
I knew there was something off about him.
Get your bloody ass off that roof. Come on. He made a sandwich in this episode for Bruce. He wears shiny shoes. He walked over the dead, his dead parents' bodies and shit.
He even kicked over that. He kicked the evidence around to get his shoe dirty so it won't look shiny.
He's trying to teach Bruce how to fight back and toughen up. There's a reason for it, because he wants Bruce to defend him when the cops come looking for his ass. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. I get it now.
Jesus Christ, this is the most complicated Batman origin story.
That's why he doesn't want to go to the psychiatric ward. He doesn't want Bruce to see any medical help because he thinks, nah, he's perfectly all right. Yeah.
That's right. He thinks right, Bruce might...
I reckon he went and he bashed up the bloody Ivy's wife, a mother, or whatever it is, just to keep a sight.
Why was Alfred the last one to get there at the murder scene?
Because he had to hide the evidence.
That's right. See? There you go, man.
He took the blood off him.
Even at the funeral.
That's why he gave Bruce that. When he hugged Bruce.
He's not even paying attention at the funeral. He's looking just completely past the ball. Couldn't give a shit.
When he hugged Bruce, I swear to God, I heard him whisper in his ear, Hell Hydra. I swear to God, I heard it. Somebody get a snapshot of that real quick, whatever. Pull that up. His lips were moving.
Just what we need. Gotham the tie-in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Lovely.
Right. He was working for that son of a bitch from Iron Man 2 that we saw in Captain America. What was it? Gary Shandler? Whatever the fuck his name.
Sinister.
He was working for that guy.
And that's why he's after Catwoman, because she saw that he had shiny shoes.
And Hydra wears special kinds of shoes now, so it all makes sense now. This is the crossover we've been waiting for. Not Spider-Man and the Avengers, not X-Men and the Avengers. It's Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But see, this is gonna be the twist that people are gonna not see coming. Thanos is not after the gauntlet and the bloody gems. He's after Alfred's shoes, because that is the truth.
And a sandwich too.
Evil and power is Alfred's shoes.
And a sandwich.
And a sandwich.
Yes.
That's what the whole attack. Like, that's what the whole attack on New York was for. He just wanted to get a sandwich, and brought to him.
You know what? You're right. Because Tony Stark, what did he say at the end of the film? Yeah. Anybody can go for some shawarma. I'm telling you, it all circles around. What? Thanos just wants food. That's it.
Yeah.
And Alfred is like his right hand man, supplying him with it. And they're training Bruce as like a Jedi. They're training him to get ready for it so he can defend him, Thanos, against the Avengers. It all makes sense now. I get it.
Brilliant.
I get it now.
So he's training Bruce to be the ultimate fast food delivery boy, pretty much. That's the only reason he's ever going to become Batman, just to deliver food. And even, oh my God, I never thought about
Alfred
this.
Is gonna make...
What about in Batman Forever? Uh-oh. The first scene you see, Val Kilmer walk up and he's in the bat suit. What does Alfred say to him? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do.
Can I buy you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
Hey, it's all tied together, man.
Word for word, he asks Batman if he wants to take a sandwich with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just all meditate how this show is so dull and boring that we have to make our own plot lines that seem more plausible than what's happening on the screen.
Do not eat a sandwich. Sandwiches are evil. Okay. I've come to that conclusion. You will either
Joel Schumacher is a visionary then. He started this universe.
He's
started the Gotham universe. I never thought I'd be saying those words. Joel Schumacher, you are a god now. I get
damn it.
He saw it.
Damn. Him.
That's why the nipples on the suit were shiny. It was to take away from looking down at the Batman's shoes. You wanted to look at his nipples instead.
Oh, and that's why he showed ass shots, because he was warning people of the balloon man dropping people on their ass.
There you go.
Man, we just solved the Batman series. We just solved every fucking Batman piece. That's why the Batman was created.
No, that was
because it looked ridiculous in tone.
That's just a mistake.
There's nobody's gonna help me on this one.
I don't know where you go from there.
A little too far. Went too far.
Yeah, way too far. Well, any other final word before we wrap up this recap on Gotham?
What is there to talk about this episode?
You know, we finished talking about everything.
Was there anything good in this episode? Besides, as you said, probably the end speech with Gordon, but otherwise, what the fuck is happening with this show? I mean, seriously.
To be honest, I don't even think that was good. I just think it was better than some of the dialogue I've heard in the show. I was like, okay, that actually had some kind of meaning to it.
No, it actually made sense.
Batman Begins.
You know what it did? You know what it did? It opened up Jim Gordon's character as far as seeing that Gotham is a city that can't be saved or whatever. Well, no matter what. I was like, okay, I like
it. I'm glad some did. It's about goddamn time.
And even, seriously, Batman Begins, what the hell happened in that? Bloody, what's his name? Gordon's partner stole a falafel from the vendor and got, and then got interrogated by Batman. And what if the, Ra's al Ghul used a water evaporator to attack the water supply. People got things against food and water in that bloody city. It's creepy.
That is true.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of Balloon Man's speech that he gave Gordon before he almost shot Bullock? Which I thought that scene was handled poorly, to be honest.
I wondered how the hell he got the gun off Bullock in the first place. Which they didn't show.
No, they just showed Bullock getting dropped on him.
Yeah.
Would any of you would have jumped on that dude when Bullock attached him to that balloon? Because I was looking at that, I was like, shit, fuck that. I just let his ass flew up there.
And didn't Gordon have a gun? Couldn't he just shot the balloon himself?
That would make too much sense, CJ.
Yeah, that wouldn't add drama to it.
He could have been like, oh, hey, you should have done that, Bullock. All right, there you go. Learned his lessons.
However, I did find it hilarious that the one that fell out of the sky and killed the old woman, that was kind of the funniest thing of the That made me laugh.
That goes back to that tone shift thing, because this show is starting off, it's gruesome, it's supposed to be dark and evil, right? And before we go to a commercial break, you hear a guy screaming, and this old lady just looks up, oh dear, and just got a dude land on her, and just like, okay, man.
See, that was funny.
This show is meant to be a comedy.
I'm sure it is. It's the best comedy show going out there, without a doubt.
It's just weird. It's just, like, you're right. You're right, that tone, because it's like the gritty show, Gotham, from the beginning with Batman childhood, to a man dropping another man on an old lady and killing her and her dog. You know, like, you're like, what?
Exactly.
Okay, I guess it's supposed to be funny.
Even the mystery behind the whole balloon man and how he was killing his people, I was like, man, that is so weak or whatever. I was like, damn.
There was no reason.
Oh, he's just attacking. Yeah.
Like, there was no reason that the people he was picking out was just pure random. There was nothing.
That's everybody. Even the commissioner, she even stated it. They're like, well, who's the next victim? That's everybody. Everybody corrupt. Who isn't it?
What was his reason to? He was just like, after I saw a school bus, the kids get taken to juvie or whatever and shit. He's like, no, not no more. Not in this city. I was just like,
you know what? Oh, why don't you just tie a balloon around the whole fucking city and let the city fly away?
Thank you. I was just about to fucking say that. I was like, this whole fucking city is corrupt, so you might as well just attach a balloon to the fucking island itself and let that shit float up in the air.
You guys set a better plan. If the balloon man were kidnapping all weather balloons all over the city, just to attach it to the whole city to have it take off to the air, that would have made more sense.
Yeah.
It'd be more funny.
Especially, where does the balloon man get a hot dog machine from? Did he attach a balloon to a hot dog man and steal his cart? What makes him better than that hot dog stand, man?
I know they're trying to come up with new, but they need to come up with something much better than this shit, though. Like, these new villains, they trying to do whatever. This shit is weak. It's corny as fucking as weak.
Balloon man. Just think about that. Just dwell on that for a second.
It's a Mega Man villain. That's what it sounds like.
It's a Mega Man villain.
They got an episode called Penguin's Umbrella coming up. So I mean, with their titles, I just.
So the guy, I'm like a force off of his umbrella, I'm done.
Sad, when I'm actually missing.
He buys the umbrella at a pawn shop at the end of it.
And look, I'll actually say this. I think the Penguin is the best thing from this show. Because it's hilarious, but at least it's entertaining. It's not boring. Everything else is fucking boring and dull.
I'll give it that.
I mean, now since Cody opened my eyes, I can watch this show as a comedy and not hate it. Not be sick to my stomach. because that's what exactly what this show is, a comedy, a pure comedy. You know, this is like, this is up there with the Batman with like the bat repellent.
No, but seriously, if you add just add a laugh track to it, and it's a sitcom. It really is.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
That sounds like I might actually try and do that.
It's actually watchable now when you think of it like that. Come think about everything I saw. Pink was still in shoes. Blue Man tying people to the air.
I still love
sandwiches. People killing for sandwiches.
But the idea of him killing a man from shoes and then getting his job with no qualifications. He even said to him, have you ever worked at a restaurant? Oh, no. Oh, but you got the right shoes now. Yep, you're hired. Fucking fucking ridiculous.
To be honest, hearing you guys talk, it's not that far from Batman and Robin, to be honest.
It's not that far from the Anna West series.
It definitely isn't that far from Schumacher's Batman.
It's only 15 years more where Mr. Freeze frees the whole city under ice and then they de-tall.
I thought you was going to say it's only 15 more years from now when Batman, when Bruce Wayne pulls out a bat credit card or whatever.
He probably would do that too. I don't see why not.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be funny if you see the Batman versus Superman logo in the background of this show?
Please don't say that.
Give it time. Please. They will have to tie that shit in somehow.
That's where Bruce gets the idea of Batman.
Good God.
That's where Bruce will get the idea to become Batman.
Well, if this is Ben Affleck's Batman, I'm not looking forward to Superman versus Batman. If they connect this all to that, fuck it. I'm done.
Do you guys think the kid is getting better at this? Because this kid is getting worse every episode. I'm like...
He's like Junior Batman. It's like, you're meant to be sad at the moment.
Yeah.
Not that. Yeah,
it's just the writing.
And then you got Catwoman with her little poofy hair. How long is that hair going to stay poofy from all these days? She was just wasted.
Yeah, I'm with you though, Wayne. I think we're supposed to be getting sad Bruce Wayne and shit like that, not this. We don't see this Bruce Wayne until his teenage years or whatever and shit, until, you know, when he really goes off and stuff. But even he's not a little douchebag at this point.
You
mean,
feel sorry for him because he's not even sad for the death of his parents. He's over it already and trying to become something he's meant to be years from now. That's the point. He's meant to be very sad.
I like how Alfred tried to blame him for having those photos, though.
I like the explanation. How'd you get
Alfred
these?
Knows goddamn well.
Yeah, no, Alfred delivered them himself.
I was waiting for him to say, I found him in your drawer.
He's like, no. I could just see Alfred like masturbating to him, watching, looking at those photos. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say that. Alfred's looking off at night to his dead parents and shit.
He's like,
they both doing it.
He's got her pearls, he's licking them as he's doing it.
Pulling the pearls off his ass.
I reckon he was in love with her, and that's why he probably walks around in Thomas's Wayne's outfits every single night now, making out he's him. Which wouldn't surprise me.
You know I'm the butler, so I get the butt.
You know what? I just broke your Albert. I'll throw you one better. He's in love with Bruce. That's why he killed his parents, because his parents didn't believe him.
Jesus Christ.
I know, he did try to, like, he almost like tried to play that tickle me under the covers when he was playing that sword fighting and he hit behind the sheets.
So the fights with the giant sticks was a symbol of them fighting with their penises.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That was another reason why he didn't want Bruce. That was another reason why he didn't want Bruce to take psychiatry, psychologist, and nothing like that. He didn't want him to see that or whatever, because he was like, he didn't want him to tell that Alfred was rubbing up on me at night.
By the way, does Bruce have any other clothes? Every clothes he wears are the fucking same. Alfred definitely doesn't do any laundry.
Alfred don't do shit.
He cooks him. He makes
just like every other character. You know, at this point, I'm looking for bigger laughs. Just bring back Poison Ivy and shit at this point.
Oh, yeah, please.
Like, good
guy. How come Edward Nygma didn't pop up at the police station this time? I was looking for that. I mean.
I was waiting for Killer Croc to be in the sewer. I really was. I was waiting for just the
sewer. What kind of poo was that? What kind of poo is in that sewer? That was the worst type of poo description I ever saw.
It was Killer Croc's shit, I'm telling you. I was really thought they were going to have some growling or some shit in the sewer. Oh, that sounds like a crocodile. I better get out of here.
You know what? It was green, so.
No cops, a killer.
Oh, God.
A real cop would have sent that bitch down there.
I know, I would have threw that little bitch down there.
I would have told her ass to get it, shit. Fuck you. You go get it, shit.
You know, actually,
you threw it down there.
Yeah.
Like, when we started doing this, I really wanted to stop watching this. But now I can't wait for each episode because I find it the best show on TV because it's just so funny.
It's a comedy now. Thank you, Cody. Like I said, thank you, Cody.
I'm glad y'all enjoying it because I'm not.
Cody's like, I don't like comedy, Batman. He's like, we've had enough of that in the past, and that just don't work.
Cody's put like the Full House theme song on it, and there you go.
You know what? I'm kind of with Cody and Wayne at the same point. I'm like, yeah, it's got some comedy points in it, but this is an hour show, and them points are like 5 minutes.
It's really starting where I was welcome, man. I'm trying to hang on for, we only have 4 more episodes left. I'm trying to hang on. I'm trying. Damn.
That balloon man concept was that was what pushed me. That was a little too goddamn ridiculous for my taste, man.
Who let these people let this balloon man tie this cord around his arm, their arms and legs, and just let him just go? Let him go.
What annoys me though is
that whole mystery trying to solve what a weather balloon was. I was just like, don't nobody give a fuck, man. Don't nobody give two shits.
Like, what?
Oh, I had a guy that worked for me, little punk. He sold my balloons off, and I was just like. Man, these mysteries are fucking boring, man. I swear. These are just normal-ass crimes and shit like that.
I'll give up for crimes. I'll give the bonus one thing, and that is the Catwoman managed to steal a pen. That was, and she succeeded in stealing that pen. So she's getting better.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did steal it. Yeah, you know what? She stole a pen. Congratulations for you, Catwoman. This bitch went from pens, milk pens, to jewel thief now.
Yep.
Yep. Fuck.
God. You, hey, people, in order to be a best, you gotta practice, and practice makes perfect.
Yeah, now, only Selina Kyle can go and steal a true Batman script off Christopher Nolan, and then maybe this show might get better.
Nah, it'll get better.
I was gonna say, maybe she can just steal a plane and fly the fuck away and go far, far away. I never wanna see that nappy-headed bitch on this show ever.
You know, I was gonna think against planes too, and I wanna bring that up when we start talking about The Flash.
Okay.
I really want to hurry up and get that bitch out of here. There's a lot of characters that just need to go away. Bruce Wayne is definitely one of them.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think he's at the top of the list.
If anything, they should just have, like, people talk to Alfred. They should have did that. Just never, ever show Bruce. Have Alfred come in every once in a while to speak. You know, make us thirsty for Bruce Wayne.
The perfect situation is you start off with the killing of them and that's it. You never hear from them. You never see Bruce. You never hear from Alfred. That's it. Never again. That would have been the perfect way to do it. But oh no, we've got to have a Batman show, so let's have young Batman who no one gives a shit about.
Yep.
They could have let, like, after the murder of his parents, they could have said, like, 5 years passed by, Bruce got a little older or something like that, and that's when he went off for his training and shit and started learning all that shit, whatever, and we never have to see Bruce, whatever.
Because Gordon should have been a rookie cop who was there at the scene, and then he had become a detective in those years, and that's what should have been done. But no, that would make too much sense.
They have to tie it in with him knowing young Bruce somehow and making this like that whole promise thing. It's just like, okay, really, is that really why you going out of your way to do this? It's like you asking to get murdered in this city. You know that, right? Like, he seriously is, whatever. And the one person who's backing him up is his wife. He ain't telling her shit. I'm like, man, you just like, 2 episodes ago, you was hanging upside down. If it wasn't for Falcone, your ass would been butchered right now.
I mean, you still fucking with people the ending. Like that? The ending lived on the biggest cliffhanger of them all. With good old Oswald turning up at the doorstep. I cannot wait for the conclusion of that.
Oh, goody.
That licking lesbian was lying to me.
I like how they show that at the end and the whole concept of his wife and that lesbian bitch or whatever was supposed to be like at a, you know, conflict of what her husband does and stuff like that. And then it just gets cleared up in that one moment he shows up. And he's like, well, damn, I guess that goes that conflict, whatever little beef they had, whatever, that's gone now. Because here's this motherfucker is right here.
Back on to more goofy shit.
He's going. I was waiting for him to say, "Do you have a tuna sandwich for me?"
Oh, if they're eating in the next scene and it's a sandwich, I will nominate this for every single Emmy possible. You know what? I would love to see him nominated for best comedy TV show.
That should be the tagline, not the beginning or whatever. It should be "All comes full circles." Just watch.
Yeah. So, Gotham.
So, Cody, you got your final thoughts, man?
Ah, man. When I saw the title of this episode, and then I saw the introduction of the motherfucking balloon man, I was like, okay, are they serious? And I saw what he actually did, saw him in action. I was like, wow, this is really happening. That's okay.
That's not a metaphor name.
Who shot you with the balloon?
You were hoping more depth to that story, would you?
Oh god, I was hoping for a decent villain. I was hoping the show wouldn't do that freak of the week or villain of the week shit. And if they were gonna do that, have some better goddamn villain.
Arrow.
We got fucking Balloon Man when he had those goddamn buffoonish twins from last week. So, oh god, I can only imagine what we're gonna have next week. Fuck this show.
Jesus Christ. Damn. Hey man, another thing, you guys notice how the intros are getting worse, by the way? They're like, that's like probably the worst thing of the shows is like, they always play that crappy music. They speed up the time zone to make the city look like it's moving real fast or whatever and shit. And then they just show some little insight. I'm like, damn,
that's another thing, dude. All these damn tracking shots of the city. I know it looks cool.
That's my problem.
We only need about two or three. That's all. That's it.
But we're in Gotham. We're in Gotham. We need to remember that.
Oh god. Anyway, yeah, go ahead, guys.
That's what I wanted to bring up was the city shots. It was like these intros, man. They introduce the same way. It's almost like they just like fucking copied and pasted onto the new episode or something, cause it's the same shit. I'm with you on this, Cody. I thought that, I was like, well, I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt. I thought Balloon Man would have stood out for something else, whatever, but like Cody said, when you see it, it literally is what it stands for. The only thing I thought was at least decent was that ending scene when Jim Gordon went, but it goes back to tone shifts, because as soon as that nice little conversation they had ended, open up the door and guess who's there? You're just like, and they play that crappy ass music in the background. He's just like, hey, Mr. Gordon, you remember me? It's just like, somebody wiped that fucking smirk off his face. How do you go from a scene that was as good as this show can produce? And then have this nigga show up at the door talking about, hey, Mr. Gordon.
My good old friend.
Fresh off the ocean. I don't know. He's off from that new show CJ keep talking about, Fresh Off the Boat, you know. just want you to know, I kill a motherfucker for his money so I can give me a tuna sandwich. You think you got one of them in the house for me? Oh, you such a little darling. Penguin is gay. That's why he plays with that umbrella. Go ahead and say it.
Well, you know what the next episode is called?
Arkham. What's it called?
Arkham.
I don't even want to learn about Arkham.
Can't wait to see their Arkham. It's going to be shit.
You know, I'm just going to play Arkham City the game. Give you my bonus thought. Another thing I'm having a problem with, too, that's growing on me is, I know you guys said he was cool in the first episode. Bullock is getting on my damn nerves.
Yeah.
He is repeating the same
one
fucking
note.
Lines
yes,
every
note.
Episode.
Yeah.
You're right, because I actually
the
turned
conversation,
on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm gonna say, I'm like,
go ahead.
I'm saying, I actually turned on my bootleg today and I saw him, like you were about to say the conversation. And I swear to God, I'm like, wait a minute, did I see this last episode? What is he repeating himself?
The interaction and conversation between him and Jim Gordon are the same fucking conversation every week, and it goes absolutely nowhere. And then it cuts every episode, I swear to God, go back to each one. It cuts to a montage of them just going around the town. Doing some goofy shit.
Yeah. Beating up some people.
Am I lying? Am I lying?
No.
That goddamn score in the background.
Thank you.
Beating up a pimp, kissing a hooker, eating a sandwich.
Oh, that's right. He did get a sandwich. Oh, goddamn, dude. Got a sandwich at the end of the day. Oh, so what did he do? Oh, nothing. I was just hungry. This is a meatball sandwich, though. Yeah, it's... I can't find two characters on this show that actually have interesting dialogue between each other where I was like, wow, I really care about it. Cause they always pairing somebody up in this show with someone else. And each one of them, these are like, these conversations mean nothing. The show is all over the place. Actually, the show is a fucking mess. The tone shifts itself, but all the fucking subplots they got going on in this show, none of them are interesting. None of them. How can you have a Batman show with the greatest detective ever and one of the best cops ever and still have the most boring show I have ever seen that related to any superhero or whatever? I think that 1970s Captain America show was better than this shit now at this point. I think that first Fantastic Four movie could have been better than this shit at this point. This movie, this show is a high fuck it. I hated it. I thought it was ridiculous. It was really ridiculous when the balloon man revealed his concept of what he did and when they revealed him how he got the fucking balloons in the first place. Fuck this show. It can go to hell. Except for you, Penguin. You're pretty cool.
Well, I look at it differently from all you guys, because I think this is seriously a comedy. I have come to full circle that it is just a pure comedy. It's like Big Bang Theory, but only funny, because Big Bang Theory is just not funny.
Oh, God, Luke was right about you. Then you, he's like, you're going to want to keep watching. Don't worry. And it looks like you found a way to keep watching it.
Yeah, it's true. I look at this, I watch it, and I seriously sit back, and I am literally laughing as I'm watching it. I think it... I could sit and watch Big Bang Theory and hate it and not laugh for 1 second because I don't understand the fucking humor or the whole concept of that stupid show. But watching this, I just find it so bad that it has to be a comedy. I have come to the conclusion they have made a comedy show and they're trying to sell it as a serious drama because there's no way this shit is a drama. It is hilarious.
DC don't do jokes, remember? No humor free zone.
All for this show.
It's a no humor free zone in their adaptations nowadays. The funny thing is they keep saying that, and yet every time they release a property, it's so fucking serious that it's too goddamn goofy. Because everybody knows these comic book shits can't be taken that serious without having a little tad bit of humor in it somewhere to let you know that, hey, by the way, this shit is ridiculous. You know that, right?
Yeah. I guess before
well, I'm with you, Wayne.
Huh? What? Who?
I'm with you, man. I think it is, I do laugh at some points, but the show is so all over the place. There's some points where I'm laughing, and there's other parts where I'm just shaking my head, going like, "That okay, that wasn't funny at all. That wasn't interesting at all. That was just why is that even there?"
Yeah, no. The moments they try to be funny, are the parts they're not funny. That's just stupid.
You know the guy who's trying to be funny is the Catwoman and Jim Gordon scenes.
Oh yeah, because that's what I always wanted to see.
Yeah, they're trying to pass that off as funny. Okay.
That's supposed to be the funny scenes, and yet they're the most goddamn stale and boring scenes. It's like, damn, I'm so sick of this bitch rolling her eyes and putting her hands pouting and shit. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Hiding on the stairs or hiding in the corners of houses.
Abandoned houses. I like how Jim Gordon knew how it's like, I knew this place was abandoned. It's like every building of Gotham looks fucking abandoned. How the fuck did you know to come to this one?
Yeah. I liked how the balloon man was really hiding the balloons out of sight where you could just fucking see it in clear daylight down the street. Right. Right. Fucking stupid.
God, bad, bad.
Oh. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Because as soon as they parked the car, they turned to the right. And this motherfucker, oh, we found him. I was just like, damn, man. There is no single detective work whatsoever. You just drive and you'll see shit.
Yeah, pure luck. What do you think? They haven't done any detective work at all. Even when they found out about the balloons being stolen, the guy came to them and told them. It's like, right. They're hopeless. No wonder, this is why Gotham needs Batman. Because the cops are fucking useless.
Their detective work is just beating the shit out of people around the town until they get a lead.
Unless you're a giant black chick who can beat the shit out of Bullock. Throw a TV at him.
I know, she picked up a TV to crush his ass with. By the way, what time period is this set in?
I don't know. Because
the TVs are so old, yes.
I was trying to figure that out. When she picked up that TV, I was like, that old-ass TV, yet Jim Gordon house looks like it's in 2014.
The It's like retro future shit or whatever they want to call it.
Okay. Like everybody got quiet. It's like, shit.
I don't know.
80s, 90s. None of us know the time frame, nigga.
It's a future of days of past.
The ghost of Christmas Gotham. CJ, final thoughts, man.
Final thoughts, man. This episode, this show, it's terrible. But it's a terrible good show. It's a terrible good comedy that's there. They had the nerve to try to sneak this away and call this a drama. It's because you kill somebody, parents, and the boy still grows to be a little shithead. It's not, there's no drama here. So I gotta continue to watch this, man. Especially watching y'all little YouTube clip about the sandwiches and this revelation we made with the shoes and the sandwiches. We got our own, we got three plot lines that make more sense and seem a little more entertaining right now. So
me, Wayne, and Luke has done more detective work on that last episode than this show has done three episodes.
That's true.
If anything, if there was a real prosecutor and he got the guy who murdered the Wayne family and then he got you guys on stand as a defense, yeah, you guys would get him off the hook. You guys would prove that he didn't do it.
Yeah, true.
It's a sandwich. So.
You know another thing that I realized too, watching these shows back to back, whatever, Gotham and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, what I like about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that it has one fucking topic of that show. Of that episode that it does where there's one fucking thing going on and they follow through it from beginning to end. Here, it's every 5 minutes is a different scenery or whatever and you can't pinpoint on which one is better than not because they're all horrible and uninteresting. If they would just keep this show on one, Balloon Man should have been nothing but the Balloon Man. It should have just focused on that shit. Maybe they should have put some mystery in there and make it better than what it is or whatever, but they're all over the fucking place that it's so easy to find a Balloon Man. Like Wayne said, they just drive up to a spot and that motherfucker's right outside in broad fucking daylight doing his business.
Yes, yeah, so I'm done with this show. I mean, I'm not done with this show, but I'm done having hope for it as a quote unquote drama.
Yeah, there is no hope. It's gone. It's finished.
There you go.
Yeah, instead of hope, I heard them say faith in this show.
Oh, that's a new word now.
Yeah, that's a new word. So hope is Superman shit. Faith is Gotham shit. I heard him say faith twice in this show because I was trying to pinpoint words. I was like, I want them to say hope or something. And then they kept saying, they said faith twice.
Okay, faith. Has anyone seen The Grey? Do you remember that speech?
Yeah.
Yep. That faith, that's what the show needs. Yeah, fuck faith, you earn it. All right? So don't give that shit of just saying believe in the show. Fuck it. All right? Make us earn it.
So what you're saying is this show needs some Liam Neeson and some wolves.
No, Liam Neeson can stay away from the show. Just want to get infected with this shit.
He could have sent that fake Ra's al Ghul that was on for like 2 minutes when Batman Begins.
How badass would that be though if Liam Neeson showed up at the end of one of these shows at Bruce's Manor or whatever and said, your skills level is weak or whatever, and just vanishes into the shadows and shit. You need to learn a new set of skills, young Master Wayne, or whatever, and just vanishes into shadows and go, who's there? Who's there?
And then you see the bat fly out of the shadow. Oh,
show up, you're on the right track. Me.
Yeah, fuck the shit.
However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light, Bruce.